Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Rod Rice with special coverage of Tropical Storm Edward on Morning Edition from KUHF. First, the storm forecast with meteorologist Dave Gorham. Hi, Dave.
Hi there, Rod. I want to bring you up to date on the latest. We do have landfall. Current position about 65 miles east of Houston in Jefferson County. Looks like Edward just in the last hour took a quick jog to the north. Now, it had been paralleling the coast, very close, within 30 miles of the coast or so for the last several hours. And now it has made landfall in Jefferson County, southwest of Beaumont. No reduction in wind speed just yet, but they should begin to drop off very quickly and will continue to track to the west-northwest, about 10 miles per hour or so, maybe 10 to 12. Winds at landfall were 65 miles per hour, and so as I mentioned, we'll see that drop off here as it continues to move westward. We will experience tropical storm type weather as it moves west across the listening area, reaching Austin, east of Austin by later tonight. And a reminder, we do have a hurricane watch. We've got a tropical storm warning in effect for the listening area, as well as a flash flood watch. Some very heavy rain is expected today with Tropical Storm Edward.
So what about Houston now that the storm has made landfall 2 hours east?
Well, really no change. And in fact, Rod, no matter where it made landfall, whether it was Galveston or whether it was west of Beaumont as it has, I think still we would be looking at tropical storm conditions across southeast Texas most of today. And that means 30 to 40 mile per hour winds. Some very heavy rainfall, could see 3 to 6 inches of rain right along the path of Edward. Isolated totals of 10 inches are certainly possible. And of course, very severe thunderstorms are possible, isolated tornadoes. Really expect that anytime you have a landfall tropical storm or hurricane, so isolated tornadoes not out of the question. As of right now, we have rain moving into the downtown area. It's approaching the I-45 corridor and moving west, so this rain will continue to be with us. Some very heavy rain from the western portions of Louisiana all the way into Houston now, but for now it's mostly cloudy, 82 degrees downtown. We have a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour, at least for now. This KUHF forecast made possible by Bubbles Car Wash and Champions on 1960. I'm Impact Weather Meteorologist Dave Gorham.
Well, down in Galveston, residents are seeing the first signs of Edward's arrival. Ed Mayberry has been there all night. He joins us live. Ed, what are you seeing right now?
Well, television satellite trucks are the only real signs that there's anything more than a usual summer day in Galveston. They're lined up along the seawall for pictures of the Gulf for the morning TV news shows. And people are going about their business. Convenience stores and gas stations are open. One clerk tells me that he's been told he's working at least through midday when Tropical Storm Edward's effects arrive. Actually, some light rain has become evident sporadically over the past hour. City officials and emergency response personnel have a conference call, I'm told, set for about now, and we expect some kind of update at some point. The storm's later-than-expected arrival seems to have islanders remaining laid back about its imminent problems. Galveston hasn't ordered any evacuations, but the municipal TV channel has been announcing the mayor's citizens response team is providing assistance for those needing help leaving the island. Reporting live from Galveston City Hall, Ed Mayberry, KUHF Houston Public Radio News.
Well, the outer bands of Edward have been passing through the Beaumont and Jefferson County areas this morning. Michael White is Deputy Emergency Management Coordinator for Jefferson County.
It seems like the worst of it's actually passed through. I mean, it may cycle back through, you know, as it spins through, but really about half an hour ago it was considerably worse than it is now. We're getting some light rain, some gusty winds, but not as severe as they were, you know, half an hour ago.
White says residents have been asked to stay home today as the storm passes through. At Houston Transtar, the city and county's emergency operations center officials are getting fresh updates on the progress of Edward. So far, it's been a waiting game as the storm is now making landfall around the Louisiana-Texas border. Harris County Judge Ed Emmett was up all night, and he says as far as Harris County, it's ready to go.
The Texas Task Force has been deployed and is at Reliant Arena. That's a search and rescue operation if they are needed. 200 buses have been staged in the Houston area, along with 19 ambulances, just in case they're needed. There's no evacuation planned at this point, but the National Guard, some of their troops have been activated, and they are available. In addition to that, if it really gets extreme, and I think this applies more to Galveston, C-130s, medical airlift are available in case medical needs are to be met. Hospitals are to be evacuated.
Emmett says mass care strike teams are also in place to distribute water, ice, to areas that could be affected if Edward causes any power outages in the area. Now, if you have travel plans this morning, you might want to check with your airline to make sure your flight is still scheduled. The University of Houston, Rice University, among the many schools that are closed this morning. Again, you might want to check just to make sure. Houston municipal courts are also closed today. However, non-essential City of Houston employees are off today. Of course, police and emergency officials are on duty. This is special coverage of Tropical Storm Edward on Morning Edition from KUHF. I'm Rod Rice. It's 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.